This is Ken Carpenter, ladies and gentlemen, greeting you on behalf of Edgar Bergen, Charlie McCarthy, Ray Noble and his orchestra, Anita Gordon, Mortimer Snerd, Ursel Twing, and our guest for this Sunday, Susan Hayward.
Oh, boy. Well. That's the way it goes. Life is just a bowl of cherry pits, that's all.
Hello, Mortimer. How are you?
Well, unlucky, fine.
Unlucky?
Well, that's right.
Well, that's too bad. What's the matter? Are you distraught?
Everything goes wrong.
Huh? I say, are you distraught?
No. I'm Mortimer.
Yeah, I...
I get you on that every time, don't I?
Yes. Well, now, you just must pull yourself together.
Yeah, but what will I have after I do?
I mean, tell me now, what's worrying you?
Well, terrible thing happened.
Terrible thing?
Yeah. Terrible thing.
Yeah. Well, tell me, what was it?
Well, I broke a looking glass.
You broke a looking glass?
Yeah. Then, you know, that means 7 years bad luck. That's what it is. 7 years.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. 7 years. See, this year is, this year must be around, Quiet, please. No prompting. Well, see, this year...
1945.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. 1945, yeah. Five and seven. Seven makes, four makes,
12.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Gosh, you'll be 1942.
Mortimer, surely you don't believe that. You're not going to have bad luck for 7 years.
Well, might get some time off for good behavior.
Well, Mortimer, remember this. Superstitions are beliefs founded on irrational notions and marked by credulity.
No. I didn't know it was that serious.
Oh, yes. The more ignorant a person, the more superstitious.
Well, pretty well equipped.
Yeah. If you use your head, you wouldn't be superstitious.
If I use my head, I wouldn't be Mortimer.
Well.
That's the way it goes. Yeah.
Well, now, what other superstitions do you have?
Well, I know it's bad luck to walk under a black cat, I think it is. On Friday. If it falls on Tuesday,
Mortimer, you see how silly your superstitions are? Why, even the audience is laughing at you.
Well?
Yeah.
Well, shame on you. I wish you folks would all go home.
Oh, no.
You embarrassed me.
Oh, no. I'm trying to convince you that it isn't unlucky to break a mirror.
No?
Nothing will happen to you.
No.
I guarantee it.
Well, that sure makes me feel a lot better. You know why?
No, why?
Because it was your plate glass mirror I busted. Oh.
My mirror?
Yeah.
Well, how did you break it?
Well, in little bitty pieces.
Yeah, I know. I mean, how did it happen?
Well, I just looked in it quick, like.
Quick?
I reckon it couldn't take it.
I see. Mortimer, how can you be so stupid?
Well, that's a very good question. Yeah. But I ain't got a very good answer.
You have to know.
Ray Noble and his orchestra now play one of Ray's famous original compositions, Cherokee. ¶¶
Maybe you'd like to join me tonight in something educational.
Oh. Uh-huh. Well, really, I prefer something co-educational.
Yeah. You boy, you.
Ray, do you care for astronomy?
No, not particularly. You know, those Italian dishes always give me hiccups.
No, Ray, I thought you'd like to go with Susan Hayward and me to the planetarium.
Oh, yes, that's better. Ah. Oh, yeah, that's what I like.
Yeah.
Tell me, Edgar, whose band is playing there this week?
Oh. Pardon me, may I cut in?
Well, you certainly may. Susan Hayward.
Thank you. Edgar, I hope I'm not late for the lecture. Oh, hello, Ray.
Hello, Miss Hayward. My, you're looking simply wizard, aren't you?
You took the word right out of my mouth, whatever it means.
You know, Miss Hayward, I used to go with a girl who had long red hair, just like yours.
Really, Ray?
Mm-hmm. Too bad it wasn't on her head instead of on her chin.
She had 5 o'clock shadow, hmm?
Yeah. Susan, if we're going to the Snootenhausen's planetarium, I think we'd better run along now.
Oh, but what about Charlie?
Well, do you think that he'd be interested in astronomy?
He will be when I tell him it's all about heavenly bodies.
Yeah. Well, Ray and I'll go ahead, and you can wait for Charlie, huh?
All right, we'll see you up there.
Hello, Miss Hayward. I'm Anita Gordon.
Oh, yes, I know. Anita, wouldn't you like to go with Charlie and me to look at the stars?
Oh, I'd love to, but I have a date to look at the moon.
Well, I can't think of anything that would put us in a more romantic mood than to hear you sing.
Thank you. Slowly I open my eyes, hazy with mist. Slowly my lips realized they had just been kissed. Slowly you stared in my arms, thrilling me so. Softly you sighed and you whispered, don't ever let me go. Then to my ears there came the sound of music playing all around. And in your eyes a wondrous light told me that this night was forever. Slowly the moon came in view, smiling above. That's when I suddenly knew that I was.
Inside a planetarium?
Oh, no, Charlie. No, we have to wait outside for Ray and Edgar. My, isn't it beautiful up here tonight?
Yeah.
And so quiet.
Yeah.
I wonder why there aren't any crickets.
Because it would cost Bergen $2 for sound effects. Gee, isn't it dark out here, though?
Yes, it sure is. Woo! I thought sure I felt somebody touch me.
Yeah, you did. Oh, Susie, let me put my arm around you, huh?
Charlie, you're acting like a little child.
Oh, yeah, wait till I get my arm around you.
Stop it, Charlie. Stop it. Just look at that gorgeous sky. Isn't Mother Nature wonderful?
Oh, she sure knew what she was doing. In your case. You're as refreshing as a recess.
Oh, come on now. Why don't you go over there and look into the telescope and be good?
I'd rather look in your eyes and be bad. ain't I a bold constellation? I feel like Leo the lion.
You act like McCarthy the wolf.
Yeah.
Now look through the telescope.
Okay, I'm a looking there.
Can you see Venus?
Yeah, I can. Yeah. Uh-oh.
What's the matter?
She just pulled her shade down. Oh, Susan, I think I can see Bergen in this telescope.
You're looking at the moon.
Oh. I wondered where you got such a good polish job.
Charlie, we'd better go and find Edgar.
Okay, I'll call him. Oh, Bergen. Oh, Bergen.
Did somebody call me?
Gad, you've got ears like a bird dog.
Edgar, are we ready to go into the planetarium now?
Oh, yes, I'm ready. Let's go. There's the ticket man over there.
Yeah. Well, would you folks, would you mind sort of going ahead? I've got a stone in my shoe.
He always pulls that near a box office.
Step right up and get your tickets to Snootenhausen's planetarium.
I say, excuse me, what is the admission price?
Adults, 40 cents. Children, 25 cents. Babes in arms, free.
No, no, you don't, Bergen. Put me down. Put me down.
Oh, Edgar, I almost forgot. I have some passes.
Oh, you have? Oh, well, that's good.
6 cents tax on all passes.
That's bad.
Susan, do you think, in a case like this, do you think I could...
Yes, Edgar. Yes. I think you can take it off your income tax.
Oh, fine. Well, here's here. Right here is the money right here.
And this is the way we go in. Mm-hmm. Come on now, boys. All follow me.
Anywhere, babe, anywhere.
My, look at all these pictures here. Now, that's an eclipse over there. Yes. That's a comet there, you see.
My word. Say, what a display. I haven't seen so many stars since Mater slugged me with a cricket bat.
Yeah. While we're waiting for the lecture, maybe I can explain a few things.
Oh, good.
You see, this big dome right here represents the solar system.
Yeah, I fell in one of those once.
Fell in what?
A cellar cistern.
Oh, Charles.
Susan, when I realize the vast magnitude of the universe, you know, it makes me feel so insignificant.
Well, that's the way you impress me.
Now, right over there is a group of stars known as the Little Bear.
The Little Bear.
Well, where's the Big Bear?
Oh, he's hibernating. All right.
And this constellation over here is called Orion's Belt.
Why does Orion need a belt?
To hold his planets up.
Oh!
Stop interrupting.
Yeah, yeah.
Now we come to the comet.
Yeah.
Of course, you all know what a comet is.
Yeah, a comet is a star with a tail.
Oh, yes. You mean like Lassie.
No, I know.
Now, here's a model of the planetary system.
Oh, is that what it is?
And in order to put it into motion, all you do is you press this button.
Will you please, you people, will you stop tinkering around with a mechanism?
He must do this once in a while.
You see, these hair are buttons here. They belong to a very valuable instrument. Thousands of dollars are invested here.
Yes, who are you? I mean, are you the professor?
Yeah, I've been Professor Axel Svensson, the janitor.
Oh, the janitor, I see. Yeah. You sweep up the stardust.
Yeah.
A joke, you sweep stardust, sawdust.
Yeah. Hey, Tink, I better sweep up that egg you just laid too. That's a yolk, son, a yolk, that is.
Can you tell us something about the stars?
Yeah, sure thing, y'all. The two little stars over there, that's Yemeni and Jupiter. Yeah, they call them the twins.
The twins?
Yeah, and right near them is the big diaper. Dipper.
Oh.
Twinses.
Yes, go on, tell us more, old boy.
Well, you see, there are three kinds of eclipses. We have what we call here the total eclipses, mm-hmm. And the partial eclipses, and the paper eclipses.
You show me the exit.
All right. Now, you have to excuse me, for I have to go back to work.
Yeah, take that smorgasbord accent with you. Fran, I'm here tonight.
I've got a lecture about the stars, Charlie.
Yeah. I'm here tonight, Fran,
Tramp?
Yes?
I'm here. Listen, Tramp, I'm here to show you some lantern slides which I took with my camera. Well, no, I did not exactly take them with my camera either, because at the time they were taken, my camera had a broken shutter.
Oh.
What a pity, a broken shutter.
Yes, a broken shutter.
Oh,
but, friends, I would like to show you my photos to illustrate my talk, so to speak, and give to you a worm's eye view of my experiences as they appear in my mind's eye.
Yeah?
Yes. And, friends.
Yeah?
Friends.
Yes.
My number one photograph, friends. Is of the saltwater salmon. Yes, and you will find the salmon, if you really look for him and try to find him, that is, in the ocean, in the rivers, and in tin cans. Yes.
You ought to can this lecture, Julie.
Charlie, be quiet.
Yes, well, that goes for you too, young lady. You see, there are to be no exceptions. I'll not play favorite.
Oh, I'm sorry. Please continue, Professor.
Yes, I'm going to continue, friends. But I'm not going to continue yet.
You're not?
No, I'm not. Uh-huh. Not until just a few of you folks change your attitude.
Oh. Well, excuse me while I go out and change my attitude.
That's very... Now, just listen here to me. This whole thing is entirely up to you. Oh. Goodness knows, I've seen the photos.
Oh, you have?
I don't need it at all.
You've seen all your photos, Professor?
Oh, yes, I have. I've seen them all.
Did you enjoy them?
Oh, yes. I'm exceedingly fond of them.
Well, then why don't you go home and look at them again?
Well, now, that's just exactly what I'm going to do. Yeah. And if you don't like this lecture, why don't you just get out to the box office and get your money back, too?
Yeah, well, that's the trouble. We came in on a pass.
Well, folks, Charlie and Mortimer served us up a pretty short order today, so hop on a rocket with us, and we'll set you down in the middle of some music by Artie Shaw, featuring trumpet boy Roy Eldridge.
Thank you. Forces Radio Service.